All right, well, it's probably around 5:30 on Thursday, and we didn't have too fun of a day, but we certainly had some excitement, some epics, I guess you could say. Just to recap yesterday, it did stop raining for us, and we were able to do a couple more sport climbs, just some easy slab stuff. And then we went to the Paul shop, I think they call it, which is like a pub restaurant type thing. They had some decent food. And then today, you know, well, actually, where else we went was we went to Mount Indefatigable. That's, it's got a climb that we want to do. It's called Joy. I think I talked about it earlier. 5'4 plus, 10 45 meter pitches. So, you know, 450 meters. Definitely a tall climb, you know, at least 10 pitches. We really want to do that, but with all the rain, we actually went down to Mount Indefatigable. And we checked it out, you know, and it was just raining too much. So today, you know, the next day, Thursday, we're like, well, we're not going to climb Joy. And instead we came, we checked out Mix Something Slabs. I got to look in the guidebook to see. Someone I met from rockclimbing.com recommended, you know, that there's a couple nice things here and a short walk and et cetera, et cetera. And we had quite the adventure today. Probably not too much fun, but I guess it was interesting nonetheless. We were looking for a climb called Cal Crack, K-A-H-L, I don't know how to say it, which is a 5-5 trad line here. And it's supposed to start a little bit above and to the right of this tunnel. At the base of the cliff, there's a tunnel, which is pretty cool. And we couldn't really tell where it was supposed to go. I mean, we knew we were looking for a groove in the slab. So I wound up calling this guy, Kevin, you know, and asking him where to go. And he gave us some pretty good beta. But we actually had to go way left and then kind of traverse on this ledge with trees just to get to the base of this climb. You know, once you started the climb, you're already 100 feet off the deck, I guess, 200 feet maybe. And traverse, you know, lots of loose rock at this place. Unbelievable amount of loose rock. But we traversed over, and, you know, we still weren't sure where the groove was, but we saw some bolts, you know, some sport line. So, you know, like, whatever, let's just go up this. So I lead up that. Totally run out, you know, I mean, you might get a bolt 15 to 20 feet apart, I guess, that, you know, that's pretty much what you're getting. But it wasn't too difficult, except the loose rock, man, you gotta test every foot and handhold. I had a couple break off of me. And then, eventually, we did find the climb that we wanted to do. And, you know, it's kind of this, the groove is kind of like this corner chimney kind of thing that doesn't protect worth hell. I mean, I had in, one of my best pieces was the number 2 Camelot with 2 lobes in cammed, another 2 lobes just kind of sitting out there. I mean, that thing couldn't even hold body weight. Now, actually, I did have, you know, an old pin with a screamer on it, which could have been good, but could not be good. So anyway, we climbed up that for a couple pitches, and then at the top, you're supposed to, you know, just kind of scramble up the last 2 pitches or some easy, maybe in fourth class stuff. But there's a sport route next to it that goes 2 pitches of 5-5, or 5-7, 2 pitches of 5-5. So we jumped on that for the last pitch, and that actually provided some clean rock, you know, and nice exposure and all. We got to the top of that, and then we were going to try to top out, but when I started up that next pitch, you know, which no one really climbs, and holds were breaking. There was even a prussic on one of the bolts. I guess someone bailed off using that. So now we're on our way, we're rappelling down. We've done one wrap, I think we got 3 more.